And I kept studying and studying and studying and studying, okay? Well, every year I got maybe a month or 2 months' work through the AFL Union B-1010, Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, B-1010. Because radio industry was going full blast, things were expanding for the Christmas rush, and I'd get a job as an assembler or as a wireman. A coincidence. I noticed that I never got my jobs till it was close to the end of the season. Because at the end of the season, we got pink slips. And I knew why. Because the secretary of the union didn't like me. And I didn't. Why didn't he like me? When I became a member of the union, they had a union meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what unions were all about. And I had a secretary's report. He gave a report. And stupid me, I raised my hand. The chair recognized me. And I asked a question, an innocent question. I was then marked as a troublemaker.
Mm-hmm.
This guy must be a communist. I didn't know that. Years later, I found out.
Mm-hmm.
See, and it didn't matter. Well, but I did know this guy didn't like me. Okay. Well, there was the AFL and the, what was the other union? They finally merged. See, the AFL was a vertical union.
Mm-hmm.
All carpenters union, blacksmiths union, waiters union, vertical. This other union, CIO. It was a horizontal one.
Mm-hmm.
It was by industries, not by trades. Okay. But they were competing.
Right.
Okay. And there was some communist influence in that industry, in that union. But not as much as the AFL people claimed. And I was out looking for a job along 6th Avenue. They had a lot of travel agencies. And they're advertising for wiremen. So I went up. And it sounded good until I found out why the salary was so high. Because the company that was on strike.
Oh.
And it was the AFL people came in. No, the AFL union. It was an AFL union shop. But the CIO came in and signed up all the people there, said the AFL union wasn't doing right by them, and pulled them out. So it was a union conflict. Well, I heard that. Hell no, I was not going to cross the picket line since my father was a union member, and such and so forth. And then I now happened to find out that the lead man, the pulling out all those people, was the former secretary of the AFL union, the guy who had been screwing me all those years.
Ah.
I said to myself, well, normally I won't cross the picket line, but he's the guy who's pulling him out. I'm going to cross the picket line. So I took the job, and I went in. And they were scouring the pool halls and all the garbage to try the CIO. Okay. Well, I was in the wiring line, and the chief engineer, this was Air King Radio, it was in Brooklyn. And they were basically a contract house. They manufactured it for Silvertone radios, so Sears and Roebuck. They did some GE and so on, and put out some on their own brand name also. And I was sitting in the line, and Werner Auerbacher was a German, he was an engineer, he was a chief engineer. Incidentally, he used to wear a double-breasted vest, and I loved them on him. And so that's why when I went to England for the first time, and I learned that I could go to a waistcoat maker who would make waistcoats to my order. I had to make the vests, and I had about a half a dozen of them. And for years I didn't wear them because I was 20 pounds heavier than I am now.
Yeah.
And the suit I'm wearing now I couldn't wear. I have new suits that I just started wearing that I haven't worn for 20 years. Because only in recent years have I taken off weight intentionally. Okay, well. So he's coming down the line, and he's going from wireman to wireman, talking to them, was wondering why he was doing that, and he came to me. He said, do you know anything about electronics? I said, sure, I know a lot about electronics. He says, what do you know about the superheterodyne principle? This doesn't mean anything to you, or does it?
A little bit.
A little bit, okay. So I told him. He asked me one or two other questions. He said, go report to Frank Del Castro in the test department. You're going to be a tester. That was a big break. So I went into the department, and there are two kinds of testers there. One were the guys who aligned the chassis that came off the line. Then they went to boxers who put them in boxes, and then air testers who tested them before packing them in cardboard cartons. And the other one were the troubleshooters.